It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're at Stearns Lake, and it's snowing very lightly, and we're looking at this very, very bulky nest.
As we came up, there was a bald eagle on the nest. It's a big, bulky nest, the top of a half-dead cottonwood, and it just flew off. They'll be on eggs here any day now, usually on eggs right around the 1st of March.
Right now we can see just a little bump on the nest, and that little bump is the head of a bald eagle that is probably by now incubating eggs.
And the other one we saw was its mate, and we can't say if this is a female or a male, because in some of the nests I've studied, the male incubates 60% or more of the time. And these pairs stay together for their lifetimes, and they're the only bird species that we know of in Boulder County that tends their nests 12 months of the year. That's probably because nest sites are so precious that they want to keep other bald eagles from coming in. Even in October and November, you'll see them standing on their nests. This is one of 9 or 10 bald eagle nests in Boulder County. We didn't have any nesting records for Boulder County for bald eagle until about 1998. So they may be an adaptive species, and they've come in because of all our prairie dog populations and our gravel ponds and reservoirs with fish.
It's thrilling to have so many bald eagles in Boulder County now. When I first moved here, I don't believe there were any, but now there's so many that I was out with Steve last year looking for ferruginous hawks, and we pulled up to where there usually were ferrug, and Steve said, "Oh, shoot, there are only bald eagles there."
Yeah, we get accustomed pretty fast, and that's what's happening also with our local agencies and wildlife officials. For years, our bald eagle nests were very well protected. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife established guidelines where there was no new construction within a half mile of active bald eagle nests. Now, with the development pressure, especially out here in the eastern county, in Broomfield and Erie, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has started giving what's called incidental take permits for bald eagles, which allows developers to build as close as 550 feet, I believe, to these nests. If the bald eagles abandon their nests or if their young die, then the developers are not liable. And that's what's happening here at Stearns Lake. There's a new development in Broomfield going in within 550 feet of this nest. They're going to start construction here very soon. This nest failed a couple of years ago when another development went in. There's a good chance it will fail again this year.
So come on out soon while you can still see this nest.
Yeah, we're on 104th Street at Stearns Lake, and you can just park along the road and watch the eagles as they raise their young.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.